continue to bless me. So I can't take any credit for it.
Coming into this league, did you ever think that you would be the leader in the locker room and sign a deal like you signed? And I mean, when, you know, maybe people didn't think you had it.
Well, it's not about what people think. It's about, and I say this to kids when I speak to them, it's about what you have on the inside. The recipe to success is within you, and if you're willing to work hard to achieve the goals that you set for yourself, then nobody can distract you unless you allow them to.
You have to be proud of the way you and your agent handle things. You know, maybe other people didn't handle things right, and mm-hmm. deals aren't done, but you have to be proud of the way you guys handle it. Was that your strategy?
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to keep it low profile. We didn't want to distract the team, become a distraction to the team at all in any way. Definitely, I wanted to continue to come up here and be a leader and be a part of what was going on this offseason. We didn't feel like there was any need for me to sit out and look from the outside in and choose not to participate. That wasn't the route that I wanted to go. Neither was it the route that he wanted to go. So we were on the same page the whole time.
Money has a way of raising expectations in your business. How do you plan on dealing with that?
My expectations are higher than anybody else's. I guarantee you that. So I'm not, money is not going to change the player that I am. It probably would change the outlook of fans, probably thinking I should produce more, but I should produce more anyway. So that's not a concern of mine. I'm going to come out here and be the same guy, if not the same. I want to be better. And that's me. I like to improve on anything it is that I do year to year.
Greg, when these things come out, it's natural to compare to other guys around the league. So-and-so is this. How do you compare yourself to other receivers around the league? Not from the money standpoint.
I've said this before. I really try not to compare myself with other guys across the league. I am who I am, and you know, we have some great guys that at this position that play this position at a high level, and I just want to be the best that I can be. And if people view me as one of the best at this position, then so be it. I'm honored to have those accolades if there are any, but I have to be who I am, and that's Greg Jennings, the Green Bay Packer player, trying to help his team win ball games.
A lot's changed for you in the last year. You have another child. Mm-hmm. Now you have financial security for you and your family for a while. How do you keep that from changing who you are, and who do you credit for not being
my parents. Number one, my parents, but again, God is the head of my life, man, and again, to God be the glory, because he's allowed me to get to this point. The Bible says, to whom much is given, much is required. And that's the way I live my life. I've been given a lot. I've been blessed with a lot. And it's my job to give back and to do the right things as a steward of what he's blessed me with.
Since we've been covering you for a couple of years and we have the new Day Day, we thought maybe you were going to do something special for all of us media members. Is there a possibility of that happening?
I'm me. What I gave you? I didn't give you my hoodie today. So there you go.
Dinner, you know, maybe catered dinner.
Oh man, you know what? The Packers have these gift cards. New money or no new money, I use those gift cards. I might be able to get you some of those.
So we shouldn't be expecting.
Nah.
Rick, were you ever concerned at all, or does the fact that this organization has a reputation for taking care of its own kind of make you feel confident something?
Well, with talking with my agent, we were on the same page on our side of it, and it was just a matter of, you know, coming to a compromise and what they were willing to do, what we were willing to do, and things like that. And that's in any contract, but as a player, you are concerned a little bit, but the way I went about it, I wasn't trying to be in on every discussion that took place regarding the contract negotiations. I didn't want it to be a distraction not only to my teammates but to myself this offseason. So I didn't know hardly anything. Like when I was telling you guys I didn't know. I really didn't know because I didn't talk to Eugene on an everyday basis. We've talked probably once every 4 weeks, once a month maybe, if that. But when things start picking up, then we start talking a little bit more, try to make some decisions. But that's the way we went about it.
Greg, everybody's situation is a little different. And there were other guys, and I'm not specifically talking about Nick, but there are other guys who are coming in the final years of their deal as well who are going to be looking for it. Do you think you may have at least set an example of how best to approach this type of situation?
Yes and no. I mean, it's different for each guy. You know, I went about it the way that I felt that I needed to go about it. And that's to each his own. I mean, guys get different advice. Like I said, I felt that I needed to be a part of what was going on this offseason. You know, I'm not like Ryan Grant where, you know, I could sit out and just yeah, that's what you
right?
Yeah, I got to.
That was
since
a big bust.
Since you're standing since you're standing right there, I figured, hey, I give you a shout out. No, I'm joking. No, but it's like I said, it's to the player discretion. Some guys feel like they need to do something, make a stand and not participate. I mean, I'm not opposed to it. Because I'm a player, so you have to go to some lengths to get what you need sometimes, and if that's the case, then that's the case. For me, that wasn't the route that I chose to take.
Greg, tell me, how do you...
Where's your microphone, sir?
Right here. Since it's such an early point in your career, to be able to get this new contract and really to start your career, really rising, you're great, but how does it feel to get this and then be able to really just the beginning? Know what you're doing career-wise, and you can take to the next level.
Again, as I mentioned before, you know, I'm blessed, and to God be the glory. I'm blessed and highly favored, my sir.
Recognizing that.
No doubt about it.
Have teammates like?
Like Ryan Grant.
Thank you.
That's why you're my man. Probably doesn't take you to the end of your career. Is that something you still keep in the back of your mind, though, wanting to maybe eventually get out and sign another and finish your career as a Packer, too?
Say it again.
This contract probably doesn't take you to the end of your career. Right.
I'm gonna tell you, with me the way that I am, I never know. You know, I'm not a greedy guy. I'm not trying to play because I want more and more and more money each year. That's not me. But I'm gonna ride this to the end, and we'll see what happens after that. If I choose to continue to play, then so be it. Which, if the love of the game kind of dwindles away, then I'm gonna walk away. But right now, I'm in a time in my life where I just signed a new deal. I'm excited about it. I haven't seen my wife. My anniversary is tomorrow, so I got a lot to celebrate.
Better get the rock. Greg,
follow that up real quick, though.
You want me spending it already?